my story is, on Saturday the 6th of May, I was out with my friends, and the party was over, so we were looking for a taxi home, and we were walking on St. Patrick Street outside the tech, and I unfortunately got knocked down by a car, so I did. And then I have no memory of it whatsoever. But I was taken to Daisy Hill and then straight to the Royal, and I was in the Royal for about 3 months. I ended up with a severe head injury, and I had to have an operation on my head. So, and because my brain was so swollen, they had to remove my bone and put the bone in my stomach for about 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks, and then they had to put the bone back in my head. And I also had a broken leg too. I had to get a plate put into my leg to pull the bones back together to survive. But yeah, that was
it. Your injuries sound horrific. And tell us, what memory do you have of any of that?
Nothing really at all. I was in the Royal for about 3 months, and then I was moved to Musgrave Hospital. And I was there for about three and a half, 4 months. But very vague memories of being in Musgrave, but none in the Royal whatsoever.
So you spent nearly a year in hospital, or half a year in hospital?
Yes.
And what happened when you came out? Where did you find yourself? What were you faced with?
Well, I was in my final year of school, ended up going to get my results, going to university. But whenever I came home, I just didn't know where I was, what was going on, whether I had to go back to school or what to do. But I couldn't really do any of it if I did. But yeah, so I was just, I didn't know what to be doing at all, so I was just in the house all the time.
You had your accident, or you had this head injury when you were 19,
yes.
And you said to me earlier that it's taken till recently for you to get to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think your life has changed compared to how you saw your life would be at the age of 19?
I was in my final year for school, and you have in your head what you want to do with your life, your career, and it just follows on. But what happened to me just was a complete turn upside down. So it was, and I couldn't go back to school, because I've forgotten everything I was learning, and my brain wasn't fit enough to go on to university, because I forgot everything. And
have you come to a stage where you make different plans, did you come to a stage while you were recovering where you started making other plans, or was it just taking each day as it came?
It was taking each day as it came, because you didn't know. Back in the time, you didn't know what you were doing that day, never mind planning ahead. You just hadn't got a clue. It's because you can't make decisions, you know, on what you're interested in or what you like. It's just things like that, you know.
That must have been a strange way to feel, or was it just normal for you at the time?
It's not. I didn't feel it myself. It was my family. It was hard for them, because they were distraught for what happened, and then for them to cope with it every day, to watch me just be the exact same, ask them what to do, what, you know, it was hard for them. But if I didn't have them, I wouldn't, you know, I just wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Because I would just get fed up.
You spoke about how it affected you, but how do you think it affected your parents, your head injury?
Oh, it affected them big time, because whenever I had my accident, my mum was working in one point, but whenever what happened to me, she had to retire from, she had to look after me whenever I was coming home. Straight away, she had to retire, so it was just, that was it. And Daddy, he had to cut down his hours, I think. I'm not too sure about that, but he just, the family needed support, you know, so.
And do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have two brothers and one sister. And they were all helping, you know, looking out for mum and dad and that, looking out for me too, so very supportive.
And how did head injury support, how did that factor in your life? When did you discover that?
I went to spend my time doing something. I went to do a bit of art in the tech, just something to do. And I met a girl in there called Maya Murphy. And we were just very friendly, and we were telling all each other about our lives and stories, and she ended up having a head injury too. And we got together, and I think we just developed, between the two of us, we all were looking around to see if there's anywhere we can go, you know, and then we found head injury support, you know, and we've been with it since it started. So, and even before it started, there was places to go before that, and we went to them, but they all kind of fell apart, you know, but we're still
here.
Yeah.
So are you involved with head injury support?
Yeah, yes.
This is what you do now?
Yes.
So you see people come in and you see how they progress and develop?
Oh, yes.
And do they tend to stay afterwards? Or?
Oh, yes. Well, we open from the morning and we close about 4, and people spend most of the days in here. Because when you think about it, we don't be doing anything during the day. And then it's nice to come to a place to spend the time with others with the same stories, you know.
Yeah. Now, to look at you, Fiona,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have known you had any kind of head injury, you know, until you said.
Yes.
But do you feel that it's still with you in some way? Not the effects, but maybe the experience.
Not really, because I can't remember, you know, being in the hospitals just in Musgrave recovering, but I try to forget about it and move on, to try and push me to, you know, I don't want to be thinking back on thinking I have to learn things over and over again because I forget things. I just kind of put it in the past and just move on, you know, and try and encourage others to do so. It's like a different person. I was one person, but after that head injury, complete, not opposite, but different.